So here are 5 unique autism behavioral symptoms that you definitely need to know. All that coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about that subject, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow, and if you're on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more awesome videos and content on autism. Guys, welcome back to the Aspie World, where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinkers? Make sure you've downloaded my free autism PDF book from autismhacks.net. Super awesome. It's all about life hacking for people on the autism spectrum. Okay, moving on. Guys, stoked to be doing this video. I wanted to do a video all about unique behavior symptoms of people on the autism spectrum. Now, symptoms probably isn't the best word to use when we're talking about autism, because symptoms may imply that something can be treated and cured, but autism is not, you know, curable. So, it's more of a trait or a characteristic or a behavior, but I want to put the word symptoms in there so you know what kind of I was talking about here. So, here are 5 of the most unique behaviors that I've ever come across. And I think that these are the really interesting ones that kind of really characterize people on the autism spectrum to a T, if you will. But anyway, guys, if you want to get me on Instagram and Twitter, make sure you hit me up. I always follow people and talk, and I answer all my DMs and messages. So yeah, if you want to hit me up, might as well. Cool. So the first one we're going to talk about, and this is the most unique list I have here. So the first one of these unique ones is not understanding jokes. Now, as an autistic person, people on the autism spectrum basically take everything literally, and they're literal thinkers. So understanding jokes and sarcasm can be super difficult and way out of reach. Actually, I'm living proof that this is somewhat funny for my friends, because my friends actually make loads of jokes and tell me that they're absolutely real, and I believe them because I have no reason to doubt them, and it's just ridiculous because I take everything at face value, as do most people on the autism spectrum. You know, taking things literally is kind of one of our fortes. So when you are presenting with sarcasm or jokes and things that are liable, kind of white lies for jokes, this could be an issue. But that is very interesting. I think it's like autistic people are the only kind of condition that actually creates this barrier between understanding if jokes are real or than just jokes, basically. But it's very, very unique to autism, and I think it's super interesting. Okay, so number 2 is stimming. Now, stimming is a repetitive behavior that is sometimes notable in like hand flapping or moving your eyes in front of your face and stuff like that, or moving up and down rapidly. And it's actually stimming is short for self-stimulatory behavior. And this behavior is a kind of self-soothing, repetitive behavior that autistic people do to calm themselves down, or if they're excited or nervous or whatever. But it's very interesting because stimming exists in autism and autism alone, which makes it fascinatingly unique when you think about it, because lots of people can have similar symptoms of different kind of conditions, but autism has so many unique conditional behavior traits that are just so unique, and I just think it's absolutely fascinating. So stimming, super interesting. Okay, so number 3 is food issues. Now, having very particular eating habits and very peculiar eating habits and food sensitivity, this is caused by sensory processing disorder, which comes hand in hand with autism pretty much like 98% of the time. Now, autistic people will have very, very interesting food needs and very specific food needs. And this comes from the fact that the sensory processing disorder doesn't allow for the palate to be, you know, hot and cold and squidgy and sloppy and all these kind of things. So sometimes things have to be consistently one type. Like, any parents watching this knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say the chicken nugget could be like the international symbol for autism. And I've said it a few times before, but you know what I mean. So in terms of food issues, it's very interesting because it's autism that's causing these food issues, but it's kind of like the textures of the food that's a sensitivity issue. But autism is a communication disorder, so if you're having like sensory input, that's all communication, right? And so if you're, you know, if you have a neurological condition that impacts your ability to understand communication signals from sensory stimuli, then it's a no-brainer that food is going to be on that list, right? Okay, so number 4 is anxiety. Now, anxiety is a huge part of an autism spectrum condition, right? But anxiety from social situations can also lead to meltdowns. So people with an autism spectrum condition can will have anxiety, but it'll be more like a social anxiety, and an anxiety that becomes so overpowering, it doesn't just cause a panic attack, it causes a meltdown, and it's like a really serious kind of issue that people on the autism spectrum will present, and then they'll be hyperventilating, and then they'll maybe cry, and it'll be an outburst of emotions, and it's just really interesting how anxiety really you know, grips a person on the autism spectrum and almost dominates their life in certain areas of their life, which is absolutely fascinating. And it's so unique to see anxiety. It's kind of like aggressive anxiety versus kind of like some of the generalized anxiety disorder, which is kind of just like they have panic attacks, they may not like a certain situation, etc., etc. So anxiety really is an interesting one to put in there with autism. Okay, so number five is anger management issues. Now, anger management is a huge part of people on the autism spectrum. As we know, people on the spectrum are sometimes not even able to communicate our feelings or our emotions or communicate any emotional feelings at all, you know, compared to neurotypical people or people who are not autistic. And so because of this, there's so many anger issues and frustration that comes with it. And I find it so unique because, like, you know, people on the spectrum will be trying to relay information that somebody doesn't get, and then it just becomes, you know, annoyingly angry, and it's interesting. But anger management is such a difficult thing to overcome, but it's so common in autism and using anger management you know to control that. But bad anger management is so common in autism, and I know parents watching this and be like, oh yeah, absolutely, like it's not, because people think it's like tantrums, but it's not tantrums, you know, it's the whole thing that autism encompasses. You know, it's very, very difficult for people, but that is what it is. If you have anything else to add, please pop it in a comment down below. But if you think this video could help someone, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And if you liked it, give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace.